talking red hot wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot.
Another rebound for the Bulls, and it's Rondo, his ninth rebound. He is doing it all. Here's Felicio, handoff foul line right, Butler, left wing Wade, three ball, yes! Oh, the Bulls in a blowout, 105-86, they're up by 19.
Dustin Lynch on the Big 89, AM 890. Bulls taking it to the Celtics last night, taking it to them hard, a 2-0 lead as it comes back to Chicago Friday night, United Center. I think it's going to be the only action the United Center is seeing this spring, as the Hawks seem to be, letting us all down.
Yeah,
Hawks don't look so good, man. I have totally brought the seeing red thing. It was number one trending thing on Twitter last night, and I didn't pay attention a lot in the, but as the season ended, I was like, okay, let's get these guys in, and now I will say that I am fully entrenched onto the bandwagon. With that in mind, we're going to pick it up with John Berman from CNN. Before we talk Bulls, we're going to talk about the Georgia. I know you can't wait to talk about your Celtics, right?
Yeah, right. No, this is the worst playoff series ever. You said you were going to wait to talk about that.
Okay. We're going to talk Georgia's sixth district first. I know this is very important congressional seat, and my question to you is, did John Ossoff perform better, in your opinion, than anybody really could have even imagined?
So the specific answer to the question, I thought he was going to get around 45% of the vote, so 48 is better, yes. He did better than any Democrat has done in that district. It's been a Republican hand since the Carter administration, right? Since you were in your 40s, right? It's been a long, long time.
Come on, man.
Since the Democrat has done well there. But, he didn't get to 50. So Democrats can't look at this with pure glee. It is tempered optimism, I think, for the Democratic Party. They did better than you might have expected a year ago, but getting to 50 would mean that John Ossoff would be the congressman in that district. Now we have to face a runoff in June with the full might, united might, of the Republican Party against him, and he may not win. So he got so close. He got within a point and a half of getting the seat, and now he might never get it.
John, is this definitely a lost opportunity?
Your mic is not on. Before he asks this question, I want to ask you, what narrative does it set? I mean, so what happens now? What narrative is set for both sides of the aisle here?
I think for the Democrats, it's we are doing better than expected. In the Trump presidency, there are seats that were safe Republican seats that are no longer safe. You look at what happened in Kansas last week, a seat that Republicans have won by, 20, 30, 40 points in the past. They won by 7 points last week. This is a seat that Tom Price, the Secretary of HHS, won by 26 points. Now the Democrat was the top vote getter. There are trend lines moving in the Democratic direction. That is what they will harp on. What Republicans will say is that 48 is not 50, and not winning is worse than winning, and that they're still hanging on here. Democrats want this to show that the president's a drag on the Republican Party, and Republicans want to show that it's not as much. But, we are seeing signs that there are some Republicans willing to create distance with the president. You have more and more Republican senators like Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, Congressman Kinzinger of Illinois, saying, he should release his taxes. They're willing to criticize the president there. Joni Ernst, neighboring Iowa, yesterday said the president has a lot of flaws, so Republicans may be trying to put some distance between themselves and the White House.
Do you know anything about this Republican candidate, Karen Handel? Has she distanced herself from Trump at all, John?
She is further away from Trump than other Republicans were in that field, but she has not denounced him by any stretch of the imagination. She's a sort of an establishment Republican inside Georgia. She was Secretary of State. She's run for statewide office before and lost for governor and senator. She's a well-known name there. But, she would fit in line more with the Jeb Bush's Marco Rubio's of the world than the new Trump world. She wasn't, let me put it this way, the Trumpiest candidate in the field by any stretch of the imagination.
And let me tell you something, Marty. The Chicago Bulls got zero chance tonight. Zero. Mm. I don't think Chicago Bulls got no chance tonight.
Wow. Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley saying the Bulls ain't got zero chance to win.
Ain't got no chance.
Yeah. Now, I know you're a Boston guy, John. What are your thoughts on this as it sits right now? I mean, if you want to tie it into that sixth district thing, you look for ways you might be able to pull out a win. How do we become strong? What do we do here?
I think this is about two players. I think it's about Isaiah Thomas and Rajon Rondo. Number one, Isaiah Thomas is going through an incredible personal tragedy right now with his sister dying. But just pure basketball, you know, if your best player is a 5'9 guy who shoots the ball all the time and he's the only guy who can create his own shots, if you shut him down, you can beat the Celtics, and that's what the Bulls are doing. And the other thing is, look at Rajon Rondo. I mean, I know him from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He is a really good playoff basketball player. He is... you know, in the playoffs, he steps up. Everyone talks about the big three back when the Celtics won the championship. You know, Rajon Rondo was the best player in the playoffs on that team when they won the championship. And then when they were in the championships again the year later, you know, he performs well. And I think he's elevating the game of your team, unfortunately, right now at the expense of the good guys.
What do you think? You think it's going to be Bulls in four or Bulls in five?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
We're not watching the same teams.
I think that, well, Brad Stevens is, I think, one of the best coaches in professional sports, maybe only rivaled by Bill Belichick. He's really good, and he has this Celtics team. Is there anyone in the Celtics who would start on any other team? I mean, almost maybe Isaiah Thomas, although he's the better sixth man, maybe Al Horford. But these guys, you know, the Celtics aren't stars, and they won 53 games. He's a good coach. He'll figure something out. I hope.
John Berman talking. We're talking 6th Congressional District. We're talking Chicago Bulls. We're talking Celtics from CNN. What about the Bruins? They're still in it. I know the Hawks aren't doing so well. They don't go too far off on a sports tangent here. But who is that national anthem singer you guys have out there in Boston for the Bruins games?
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't see who they have doing it. They have that guy who they had before. Yeah. I haven't seen the beginning of the game. Yeah. I tune in after they're already, you know.
As my friend John Howell says, it's off-putting. Guy just scares me. He's weird.
What does he say? What is he like?
He's nuts. You've never seen him?
No.
We'll tweet it out.
Old Boston guy singing the anthem. Yeah. Let me tell you something. What we need is less singing and more defensive.
Is he wicked? Is he wicked awesome?
Everyone from Boston is wicked awesome.
Yeah. All right, buddy. John, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will, well, you know what? Let's talk to you next week when the Bulls are done in four.
when we're headed to seven games. All right, take care.
Have a great day, pal. We appreciate it.